Hello, Church. All right. So where to begin? God has blessed our little family with so much, and many of you have walked with us through much of that. And I wanted to share with you all about how God has shown his faithfulness in our lives, and how he has prepared us for where we are today. I could tell quite a few stories. I could tell quite a few stories of just how he has shown how much of a control that he is. But some of the big ways have been the most recent. After I came back several years ago from Word of Life in New York, I knew that God's next step for me was to build a family with my then fiance, Megan. My situation, however, was unemployed, lots of student debt, and living with my parents. But God told me his desire for me was to be able to work to provide for my family so that Megan would not have to work. So I prayed and waited for months, all the while working for peanuts, when God opened one of the most unexpected doors ever to have the bank job that I've been working for the past over 2 years. And not only did this provide everything that God said that he wanted for our family, but so much more. It has given us the stability we have needed these past few years when I never expected to be able to do what I do right now with only a certificate from a Bible Institute. While Megan and I were still engaged, she came down with a case of acute appendicitis and with a slow and difficult recovery from the surgery. And we weren't certain why God would allow this to happen in the midst of everything else that was going on, but the answer came along with the biopsy of the appendix that revealed that there was a cancerous tumor in there. And the appendicitis had basically saved Megan's life, because we never otherwise would have been able to find that tumor until it had been much far too late. And after another surgery, Megan was declared cancer-free. And I'll tell you, going through two surgeries like that has done more for our marriage than anything else in about 4 years that Megan and I have known each other. And we were blessed to give birth to a beautiful, healthy baby girl about a year later. God has also showed us how he gives exceeding abundantly above everything that we could ask or think, and how he has given us the wonderful home that we have enjoyed for the past year as well. And I still feel that we never should have been able to live in something so nice. And after all these experiences and many other things that I just don't have time to mention today, God has brought me to a point where I am completely 100% convinced that God will do as he says in giving us everything that we need. And there is no better place to be than exactly inside of God's will. So continuing with the theme of God doing everything for a reason, I am so glad he has thoroughly taught me this lesson, because recently he has called Megan and me to serve as full-time missionaries overseas with Word of Life. And we will be leaving behind much of these recent blessings and security that when we leave this fall to go back to New York and start our training. However, we couldn't be more excited. It was so clear when God first started laying it on our hearts this past January, and we have met nothing but open doors and encouragement in pursuit of our goal, and some from very unexpected places. So where will we be going? We're not sure yet. At the end of August, we'll be moving back to the Bible Institute in New York for one full year of training that will include both academics and field experience. I will have much homework, and Megan will have two little girls to take care of come October. And after that, we will dive into a two-year overseas internship with Word of Life. When we come back to Winston-Salem in September 2017, about a year from now, we will know all the wonderful details of where God is sending us, but for now, God is only showing us one step at a time. So where do we want to be? Where's our heart at? Well, God has been showing us a lot about Eastern Europe lately, and particularly the many children who are there who have no one to love them, and with a lot of things going on in the region, such as the Syrian refugee crisis, and there's a lot of other local conflicts in the area as well. There are many powerful ministries going on in that part of the world that are ministering to children, and we would love to be a part of what God is doing there. So what can you all do? I would ask you to pray for us in this. First of all, for our sanity right now, we are only about halfway moved out of our house, and I'm truly amazed at how many things we have after living there for only 1 year. The second thing would be we are looking still for a part-time job in New York. While we are financially sound all for this next year, I do believe that God wants us to have some kind of work while we are up there. Third is that while we are up north in our training, that not only will God inform our minds, but God would also transform our hearts to serve him while we are up there. And fourth, would that he would show us the time and show us in his time the exact place in the world that he wants us to serve. And there are many opportunities out there, but we want to be placed in the one place that God has specifically for us. So August will be a very bittersweet time for us, as this is the best church family that we could ask for. And we will miss all of you dearly. But I do know that with this church praying for us, we have no fears in what lies ahead. I'll end with this. I wanted to show you this paper Megan and I have had hanging in our bedroom ever since we got married. What it says is, "To this day, God has been completely faithful, providing for us above everything that we could ask or think. He has provided us with things we did not know we needed and answered questions we did not know how to ask. We know that he will continue to be faithful to his glory, and in our trial, God may be glorified and Christ shown to others. We will never be left in need, wanting, or destitute, but with patience and prayer, we will have the strength and staying power for God to shine through us. We will trust in the Lord." Dated October 7th, 2013. That's the date Megan was informed that they found cancer inside of her. And God's promise has brought us through some difficult things. And I want to encourage all of you this morning that God is completely faithful. And he is doing some really big stuff right now. And it's all through very small people. There are some very dark things in the world right now, and some people are walking through dark places. But God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He can and will bring you and all his children through that darkness. And as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths."